time for the best 5 minutes of the day. And joined by Dr. Jason Kanz from Eau Claire. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, usually there'll be instrumental music behind us, and it's something that I've used for a good chunk of the 3 years that we've had. We've had different intros, Mr. Rogers. This morning, I'm a little concerned about my brain. I actually did a report on Alzheimer's for our Chippewa Valley this week on Sunday, but I'm not remembering exactly where I find that. I mean, there's some words I type in, and it's kind of like calling a football play, and I'm not... It's kind of blanking out on me from Friday to today. So right now we're going without the musical background. So,
all right. Yeah, that, I mean, that happens once in a while.
I know it does.
We have those, you know, I don't know if you've ever noticed that, like, for example, trying to think of the name of an actor, and you can think of every detail about the actor.
Yeah.
You know, down to height and weight, but coming up with the actual name. And then sometime later that afternoon, it will pop back in and you'll be like, oh, yeah, that's right. That's who it was. So,
right.
And, you know, and it almost seems like that once that block is there, nothing gets around it.
Well, and it was interesting too. I mean, you're the brain doctor, not me, but I mean, doing this report on Alzheimer's, and we had a great guest who's a listener from the Alzheimer's Association, Wisconsin chapter, Chippewa Valley office. And people, I'll get the podcast up today, wib.com, check it out. But, I mean, the big question for my 58-year-old mind with the memory getting is, like, what can you do to try to offset dementia? Any thoughts on that?
Yeah. You know, I think the one of the things that we tell people is that probably one of the most important things we can do for helping to maintain our brains is physical activity.
Okay.
You know, I will often tell people that although the brain weighs only about 3 to 5% of the total body weight, it uses 20% of the brain's or the body's oxygen.
Say that again.
So the brain is only about 3 to 5% of our total body weight, but it uses 20% of the total oxygen.
Oh, okay.
That our body produces. So it's kind of this oxygen hog. So whatever we can do to kind of maintain our blood vessels is really important. So physical activity, of course, is at the top of that. And, you know, there are other things as well that we know can be helpful, including keeping our brains working. So doing things like reading or cognitive activities, socializing, again, the importance of staying interconnected can be a really important piece of that.
I did a crossword puzzle a couple weekends ago, and I could feel that it was doing good work. You know, I mean, in terms of that was, it is like a workout for your brain, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I had a colleague who was a neurologist and retired a couple of months ago. And, you know, I think a lot of times we think we're going to retire and just kind of relax. And I asked him what he was going to do, and he was taking up piano, and he was going to learn Spanish. And that's exactly
that's
the sort of thing that helps to maintain our vibrance, our vitality, and I think helps protect our brain.
So that whole can't teach a dog new tricks just kind of run right against that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we can teach old dogs new tricks.
And,
they still like to learn. So
there you go. All right, well, that sounds good, and I'll work on that. It's still not coming to me. I mean, it's just kind of – the weird thing is it's like for years, right? I mean – day in, date out. And yeah, there's this like a little pocket. And it's like a lock or a comm or something like that. And so, anyhow.
Right.
All right. Well, those
you'll
are
think
some.
Of it this afternoon.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right. Hopefully. Well, in the meantime, Romans 12:10 today.
Yeah. So Romans 12:10 says, love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other.
And in your letters to the beloved devotional commentary, this is what you make of Romans 12:10. Make the effort to love others well, not with indifference, but with the caring, other-centered love that exists in healthy families. Go the extra mile to encourage. They have no doubt that they're loved, valued, and accepted. Godly love is never about demanding your rights to the exclusion of others, but instead recognizing that everyone is interconnected. No one is more or less valuable than another. Thoughts?
Yeah, you know. Yeah, for me, we talk so much about the importance of belovedness, and I really want us to recognize as believers that every person, regardless of what they bring to the table, is a loved and valued person in God's eyes, and hopefully in our eyes as well.
Yeah, very good. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You bet.
There we go. Jason Kanz, WWIB, without the usual background music. Folks, the Lions have won three straight.
I am the champion. I am the champion. No time for losers, because I am the champion of the world.
I mean, it is. Drew Freilich with us from Detroit, Michigan. I mean, Drew, good morning.
Yeah, nice to see you think so highly of us in Detroit. We're all homer.
But, I mean, you won three straight going into the big nationally televised Thanksgiving game.
I mean,
nothing could be better.
I know. The stakes are high. Who knows what's going on?
Yeah.
I can't make any sense of it, you know? It's like my dad, I called him yesterday. I'm like, Dad, the Lions won. He's like, maybe I should start reading the book of Revelation again. You know, this might be the end times. I can't make any sense of it, you know?
So, yeah. But Dan Campbell seems like a good guy. I mean, hearing some of his post-game words to his team, I heard some of that. And, I mean, I'll tell you what, the Packers are going the other direction. So we're looking up to you in the division.
Yeah, I mean, he seems like a good guy. He seems like somebody you'd want to, like, sit around the campfire with or tear down drywall with or something. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
But Buffalo coming in, and lo and behold, because of all that snow in Buffalo, they actually played in Detroit while you were on the road yesterday. So go figure.
Yeah, I mean, I think actually Buffalo, if I'm hearing this right, they're going to be in town all week.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of hoping that they, like, are here and they kind of fall into this sort of, like, lull and kind of let their guard down. Like,
right.
Maybe they just... I mean, it's not like there's a lot of fun things to do in Detroit, but maybe they just have too much fun and I don't know. They don't sleep well. Something's off.
Less snow than Buffalo. 7 feet. It's crazy. All right. So you have a question for me. You have a question for me here ahead of Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask you this, Mark. And I'm trying to, like, read the temperature of where people are at right now.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm just imagining this, but does it seem to you... You know, and maybe this is just a Michigan thing, but it's like, does it seem to you like the Thanksgiving turkey is kind of like a thing of the past this year? I feel like I know so many people who are moving on from the turkey. It's not a thing anymore.
And I think to some degree, no, I see it in my own family. I mean, there's been talk like we went to one gathering already. All right. Because you've got, you know, multiple family gatherings. I'm trying to think. I think we had chicken and ham. And then, there was no turkey there, and that was fine. It was a great gathering. We do have a turkey, but it seems like it's sort of, it is. You're right. No, I think it's increasingly people are kind of wanting to move on. And
is it like a post-COVID thing? Has there been some devastating illness in the turkey community or something? Like, are there less turkeys? I don't know what's going on.
I think there's kind of a people wanting to buck tradition is my perception of it.
I mean, people around me right now, they've totally abandoned the turkey.
Mm.
It's almost this weird thing now where it's like, if you do have a turkey, people kind of like look down on you. They're like, oh, you have a turkey? Like, kind of old fashioned, you know, like people are doing Mexican. They're rolling sushi on Thanksgiving. It's not even recognizable, the table anymore. I don't know.
No, and I've seen some different things like that. Because of inflation, different people said they're not going to have a big meal. It's just going to be a regular meal. I think for me, I really like the turkey and the dark meat. And then what happens is I'll hear people say, I don't even like turkey. And then I have to resist. There's a certain part of me once that goes, well, I don't even like you. And that's wrong, too, right? So, anyhow, I think you're right.
Yeah,
I think
like
you're onto
people,
something there.
They might be coming to their senses. They're like, look, all these years I've just been eating this disgusting bird. I got to be honest, I don't even like it anymore.
So you know? Do you? And are you a dark meat or the white meat?
I like both. I like dark meat and light meat. I think turkeys are generally, they're way too dry unless you deep fry it.
Uh-huh.
When we started deep frying it, that was when I turned the corner with the turkey.
Other than
that, it's just... not good.
That's such a political answer. You like both, but okay, very good. Thanks, Drew.
Yeah.
Hope your cold gets better. We'll talk to you next Monday. Hopefully after another Lions win on Thanksgiving Day.
Well, the lead from yesterday with the Green Bay Packers not playing, let's give some love to our friends across the border as the Minnesota Vikings played the Dallas Cowboys last night. Early in that game, it was tied 3-3. And then the Cowboys scored the next 37 points and walloped the Vikings at U.S. Bank Stadium 40-3. It was the first time the Vikings have been held without a touchdown since 2016 and their worst margin of defeat in a home game since 1980.
Weekend recap, WWIB. For me, busy but also restful. And you might go, how can you do both? Well, I'll explain. Busy on Saturday, Jenny Almquist, the founder of Fierce Freedom, they had a birthday for a cause at the Brewing Project in Eau Claire. So paid a visit there and celebrated a delicious cupcake and some Java. So thanks for that. And a good visit. Encouraging Jenny and the great work they're doing, their office now in downtown Eau Claire. And then also that night, Rising Hope, Jill Wentland and her husband Jeremy helping kids in Nigeria go to school. And so as we're a Teamwork Africa Liberia family, we've tried to support Jill over the years. And so a good turnout for that at Peace Church in Eau Claire. So that's the busy, but did catch a nap yesterday, which was nice. And enjoyed seeing the shellacking the Vikings took as long as CBS was showing the game. And then round things out with a homemade pizza last night.
Wow.
So, there we go.
Man, we had pizza too, but we didn't do homemade. I have to say it was kind of an introvert's dream weekend for me because I did not do much of anything.
I'm glad to hear that. You needed some rest, man.
And so, I did get a lot of Christmas shopping done. Again, there's just a lot of things that I needed to purchase online. And so got a lot of things checked off the list there. And then, again, I would never, ever choose for my children to be sick, but we did have a sick little one. And so that kept us from going to church and turned out to be a good decision because she's still under the weather this morning, too. But what that turned into was just a lot of time just resting at home. We finished one Hallmark movie, watched a whole other complete one, Three Wise Men and a Baby, which was fantastic. I unashamedly love Hallmark movies. They just make you feel good and you don't have to worry about any of the junk in them. So fantastic. And I also thoroughly, call me a petty Packers fan, I thoroughly enjoyed watching that Vikings game. So watched some football, spent a lot of time with family. We finished it off with some pizza last night and we're watching another Hallmark movie. So it was a great weekend, and there's something about just staying in sweatpants and staying home on a cold late fall day that warms my spirit.
Your wife loves those Hallmark movies too, so you guys.
I know. Well, she's the one who got me into them. And before, I'm someone who would kind of make fun of them. And now it's like, no.
Yeah.
There's something about movies that just, look, I realize the plot is predictable and everybody wears sweaters, but it's just, I enjoy actually feeling uplifted by films rather than the other way around.
Nice.
So, well, it's time. If you follow our social media or we're listening toward the end of last week, we let you know this was coming. It is time to make another announcement. We welcome in Roxanne Palkner from OneFest. Good morning, Roxanne. Great to have you.
Hi, Caleb.
Hey, good Roxanne.
To be here. Hey, Mark.
So, again, we've got lots of things OneFest to talk about, but let's get right to this. Mark and I will count it down, Roxanne. So, again, we know that Skillet is coming Saturday night. We know that Torrin Wells is coming Friday night. Those are the two headliners. We've got another big artist to announce right now. So, Roxanne, we're going to count it down with a drum roll. All right, Havel, you ready?
Yep.
Three, two, one. Drum roll. And, Roxanne, the artist is...
We Are Messengers.
Everything comes alive.
We Are Messengers is coming to OneFest. How about Everything that?
Late July 2023, We Are Messengers.
Cannot wait. Again, they are just incomparable performers, but even more than that, such a huge, huge heart just for people. We've had Darren in this studio before, too, and he loves Jesus, and he loves people.
Roxanne, that sets up an amazing Friday night, doesn't it?
It sure does. It's going to be great.
Again, lots and lots of more artists to be announced as well, too. But now we know three. We know three. We Are Messengers added to the group. And also, Roxanne, there's a great deal coming up. Speaking of groups, Thanksgiving through Cyber Monday only, there's a big OneFest deal.
That's right. We're going to run a special. If you go to our website, one-fest.com, you can get... if you buy a group of six adult tickets, they're just $40 each.
And that's normally the large group rate. The rate for much bigger groups, $40 a piece.
Right.
But again, Thanksgiving through Cyber Monday only. If you have a group, or maybe it's a family with six adult tickets is what you need, you can get them for $40 each. And again, that's the lowest price remaining, to my knowledge.
Absolutely. Yep.
Lots of reasons to go now. We Are Messengers, Torrin Wells, Skillet. Go get your tickets. 6 tickets, $40 a piece, Thanksgiving through Cyber Monday.
And also, Roxanne, important to remind people as well, too, that OneFest is a nonprofit organization, and so you depend on sponsorships, you depend on volunteers to be able to make this happen year after year and continue to grow.
That's right. That's why we can keep our prices low and hopefully make it available for everybody. So if you are available to volunteer and join us that way, that's your tickets are free and it's a good time. You can sign up with somebody, a friend, and spend some time just taking tickets or helping us set up, whatever. There's a bunch of different ways that you can volunteer. So
yeah.
You volunteered for a while. I mean, you guys have great fellowship, great community, and working for a great cause.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then we also have sponsors, different companies that come alongside and partner with us and help underwrite some of our costs so that we can keep it affordable. And then, of course, we comp our sponsors' tickets, too, and help get their name out there. So we're always looking for more of both.
And again, one-fest.com, the best place to go to get in contact for volunteering, sponsorships, and that ticket deal as well.
Right. And also watch our website for future announcements as we continue to reveal our lineup for next year.
Yeah, bigger and better than ever before. Can't wait for it. OneFest, end of July, right here in Chippewa Falls on the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. Roxanne, great to be with you this morning. Thanks for getting up bright and early.
Thank you.
Roxanne, thanks for making the news here on the WIB Wake Up Show. The WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB Thanksgiving, just 3 days away. And so our jokes are related to that this morning. So how about that?
Pretty Thanksgiving impressive. Themed even.
I know, really. People, we try. All right, here we go. First off, on a Make Us Laugh Monday, Caleb, why didn't the scarecrow go back for seconds at Thanksgiving dinner?
I'm not sure.
He was already stuffed.
How about this one? Well, this is just sort of seasonally themed. Uh-huh. Why don't clumsy people like autumn?
Why?
They're afraid they'll fall.
I get it. All right. Hey, Caleb, what happened when the turkey got into a fight?
I'm not sure.
He got the stuffing knocked out of him.
Oh, man.
How about this one on a Make Us Laugh Monday on the WIB Wake Up Show? Why were the pilgrims just so popular?
Why?
Because Plymouth rocks.
Yeah, Plymouth rock.
Historical humor in there, too.
Yeah, Kirk Cameron's laughing. Hey, how did the farmer fix his overalls?
I'm not sure.
With a pumpkin patch. a lot of pumpkin pie going to be had on Thursday.
Yes. And how about this one? What happened to the chef when he forgot the yams?
What?
He got canned.
Oh, man.
One more, Caleb. We're having, the mom said that we're having your aunt and uncle for Thanksgiving. And the daughter's like, I was hoping we were having turkey and stuffing.
All right. For what it's worth, Thanksgiving jokes. Hopefully somebody got a chuckle out of that one. Well, you know what is very exciting? Not only is it Stephen Curtis Chapman's birthday, he's turning the big 6-0 today, but also our friend Sherry from Bloomer says, today my husband Gary and I are celebrating 4 years of marriage. Could you play a song for us? I think we could tie the two together very, very well. So how about Stephen Curtis Chapman, this classic song from More to This Life. It's called I Will Be Here. Happy anniversary to Sherry and Gary from Bloomer.
If you wake up and the sun does not appear, I will be here. If in the dark we lose sight of love, hold my hand. I will be
Wake Up Show on WWIB. Well, Caleb mentioned it earlier, and you heard ads throughout the last couple of weeks for The Chosen. Of course, the first two episodes of Season 3 being released at the box office, including, of course, at MyCon Cinema here in the Chippewa Valley. And this is the headline, Caleb. The Chosen shocks box office. Jesus-based TV show nabs $10 million opening.
That's a big deal. Uh-huh. So again, you know, reading from this article, the Christian-based TV show The Chosen stormed the box office this weekend. They say, no, I'm not kidding. It's not even a movie. It's the first two episodes of the third season of The Chosen packaged together as a feature and released in theaters starting the 18th.
Yeah, the Angel Studio show, focusing on the life and times of Jesus, started off as a crowdfunded endeavor a few years back. Now it's competing against the big boys at the box office and embarrassing the big Hollywood titles. The budget for these two episodes to start off season three said to be around $2 million.
The Chosen is set to make $10 million, as we mentioned, in that opening weekend. Again, I know it's still going on through tomorrow night at MyCon Chippewa Falls. Meanwhile, another big film, or supposed to be a big film, called She Said, could only muster up $2 million. Yeah, five times more for The Chosen. Both films opened in 2,000 screens nationwide, so same amount of screens. And again, the Jesus movie, as they mentioned, those two episodes combined together into a feature, made more money than another movie called The Menu, which screened in 1,000 more theaters.
I saw the trailer for that. That looked like stay away from it. I'm sorry, but it looked like a
probably
stay
better
away
off
from
to just stick with
movie.
The Chosen.
Yeah, and so this is great stuff. If you know any about the backstory of this, and I've seen the episodes through the first two seasons, a lot of them on the big screen. Hats off to Fellowship Church in Chippewa Falls that helped provide those for Sunday evening viewing. But this is still there at MyCon, so if you missed it this opening weekend, go check it out tonight, right? MyCon Cinema.
Absolutely. Great to be able to support faith-based cinema and to see so many others doing the same.
Well, Wednesday is traditionally the busiest travel day of the year. The day before Thanksgiving, people are going home to see parents and traveling all over the country. And so with that in mind, Skyscanner asked flight attendants what behaviors they find most annoying. So this is from the perspective of the flight attendant.
And again, maybe it's what not to do. Mm-hmm. So if you are traveling on an extremely hectic and busy travel day through the air, just try not to do these things.
Right.
Be kind.
For instance, the flight attendants find it kind of annoying if you just ask for a specific brand of soda.
Or ringing the attendant bell. I must not fly in the right parts of the plane. I didn't know there was an attendant bell. But ringing the attendant bell to complain about the temperature, they're like, yeah, that kind of grates on them.
Now, listen, it's a big deal. If you're up in a plane and maybe you're driving, you know, flying a good number of miles, if there is a meal, that's pretty good. But it gets kind of annoying if you say, could I have a different meal?
Make it, you know, single yourself out. Yeah, try not to do that. Again, complaints from flight attendants, stuffing trash in the seat pocket. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. Mm-hmm. Take it with you. Throw it away in a trash receptacle.
Kind of rude. Another thing they don't appreciate, asking for even more pillows and blankets.
How many do you need? Just get yourself the MyPillow neck pillow and
you'll
be good to go. I love that thing. Talking while they're doing the safety demo. And I know you've probably heard it before and they've done it 100 times. Two or more than that. But again, just be polite. Don't talk while they're talking.
They don't take too kindly to you complaining about the lack of space in the overhead bin.
Yeah, and one more, again, ways to be a good airline passenger. Clicking your fingers to get their attention.
snap,
yeah,
hey you.
Don't do that. Show some respect. Be kind on what could be a very hectic travel day. Or maybe, you know, you could just drive as well, too. Uh-huh. You know what was cool? I actually got gas for under $3 with, like, my little card member discount.
Yeah.
It went down to $2.99. I was like, hey, I'm thankful for this.
That's great.
There you go.